Providing buyers with a first-hand look at wheat growing in the field is one purpose of trade visits from international customers. Last week, South Dakota wheat farmers hosted a delegation of flour millers and wheat buyers from Nigeria, showcasing acres and acres of South Dakota wheat. Trader Jack Bresky with Seaboard Overseas was part of the mission and says he values the opportunity to gain personal knowledge of the supply and quality of new crop wheat.
You can only get so much information from emails and daily wires, so it's really great to see with our own eyes how the crop is doing, especially with the excessive moisture they've had over here over the past couple weeks.
The team toured numerous fields, met farmers, and visited country elevators to learn the challenges of wheat production in South Dakota. Ipswich, South Dakota wheat producer Daryl Davis accompanied the delegation and explains the value of putting a face to the American farmer.
Just to educate the milling industry that South Dakota does raise good quality wheat and that they can be able to access it. They got a big appetite for the hard bread, winter wheat too. So hopefully for the South Dakota producers, we can get some of this wheat out of South Dakota Gulf and get it over to Nigeria.
Nigeria was the third largest buyer of U.S. wheat this past marketing year, importing nearly 77 million bushels from U.S. farmers. Davis explains that Nigeria buys more hard red winter wheat than any other country.
Nigeria has been consistently, one, two, three, right there, top export market for the U.S. wheat, both hard red spring and hard red winter.
This trade visit is supported in part by South Dakota wheat farmers and their wheat checkoff program. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.